91X News.
It's 17 degrees and mainly cloudy. I'm Dan Canatero with 91X News. A local conservative MP says he's not happy about a motion to reopen the abortion debate in Canada. The motion to study the criminal code's definition of when life begins was defeated by a vote of 203-91. 91X reporter Sarah Armour has the details.
Rick Norlock is the MP for Northumberland Quinte West. He voted in favor of the motion put forward by Conservative MP Stephen Woodworth, but he says he did so under protest.
I mean, Steve Woodward, I know I've served on the Justice Committee with him. He's a good lawyer, a decent person. He just knows I'm very, to put it bluntly, I'm very pissed at him for having done this because we made a, or the government made a commitment, the Prime Minister, that the issue would never be brought up.
Norlock says the majority of people are content to leave the issue where it is.
If it were ever to be, become mainstream and most people don't want to talk about it, then we should have a referendum. It shouldn't be left up to the political class, you know, the politicians. It should be left up to the average Canadian.
Prime Minister Stephen Harper voted against the motion. It was treated as a free vote, meaning MPs were not told how to vote by their party leaders. Sarah Armour, 91X News, Belleville.
The past couple of weeks have been busy for Loyalist College security guards. Fights and vandalism have been reported, and one student was also taken to the hospital for excessive drinking. Residence coordinator Dave Templer says security around residents has increased.
You know, we have taken steps to consciously make a decision, and the RAs actually brought it up on having an extra RA on for Thursday, Friday, Saturdays for the remainder of the school year. We've added some security guards as well, just to the busier nights, and it's an unfortunate incident took place. And we just find that, each year, certainly off the start when everyone's still getting to know each other, it's difficult for some of the residents to really be aware of who exactly is there. And so we just want them to be a little more diligent and really work at building a community within themselves.
Templer said Loyalist has always had a safe campus and they look forward to maintaining it this year. Doctors who treated a deeply troubled teenager are now planning to fight the scope of the coroner's inquest into her death in a prison cell in Ontario 5 years ago. Colin Perkle has a story.
Doctors argue the scope of the inquest into Ashley Smith's death is unconstitutional because it includes events that occurred outside of Ontario. Lawyer Julian Faulkner says Smith's family is astounded.
It is certainly a shock to the family that Ashley Smith's caregivers would be at the heart of a challenge to inquiring into her therapeutic care. What a sad state of affairs.
The 19-year-old Smith spent the past 11 months of her life in solitary confinement, being shuttled from one prison to another. Colin Perkle, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Smith committed suicide while she was under the suicide watch at Grand Valley Institution for Women. The United Nations Refugee Agency is appealing for almost $500 million to help Syrians who have fled the conflict in their country. It's estimated nearly 300,000 Syrians have crossed into neighborhooding Jordan, Lebanon, Iraq, and Turkey since fighting began 18 months ago. NICEF official Dermot Carty says he's been most concerned about the children.
Over half of the refugee population are under 18 and a fifth are under 5, and these are always the most vulnerable.
Humanitarianism groups previously estimated that there would be 100,000 refugees by the end of 2012. A shooting at an all-night restaurant in Winnipeg has left one man dead and another in hospital. Police say a gunman opened fire in a Salisbury House restaurant and struck two adult men. Patrol Sergeant Monica Southers says it was a targeted shooting, not a random act, but would not go into detail. Police cordoned off several blocks during the morning rush hour when a handgun was discovered nearby. The head of local Alzheimer's Society says her agency is barely making ends meet when it comes to providing care for people living with dementia. Miller Reynolds has more.
Laura Hare says the Alzheimer's Society of Belleville Hastings Quinte has been relying heavily on their fundraising skills in order to pay the bills. Last year, her organization managed to raise over $200,000 with fundraising events such as the Walk for Memories and Coffee Break. The society also gets about $84,000 in government funding. Even with that funding, the society still ended up $2,000 in the hole. Hare says that makes fundraising extremely stressful.
I used to wake up at 2 in the morning with my stomach flip-flopping because it really worried me.
Hare says there would be real consequences if some of this year's fundraisers failed.
What if something goes wrong? What if the Walk for Memories fails? What if nobody buys any Krispy Kreme donuts? If we don't bring that money in, we can't pay our folks. We can't provide the programs and services.
That makes this year's Walk for Memories even more important.
If it tanked, we'd be in deep doo-doo.
Miller Reynolds, 91X News, Belleville.
That's 91X News to 405. I'll have sports after this.
Ideal Bikes Fact.
A roadway can carry 7 to 12 times as many people by bike per hour compared to a car at similar speeds in urban areas. It burns no fuel, produces no carbon monoxide, and is the perfect form of green transportation.
This message brought to you by Ideal Bike, located at 316 Front Street, downtown Belleville. Ideal Bike, Quinte's premier bike shop, featuring new and used cycles, skate and longboards, accessories, and full service repairs. Join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
The Belleville Bulls are in action, visiting Brampton to take on the Battalion tomorrow night, before the home opener Saturday night against the rival Oshawa Generals. Bulls are coming off a shootout victory against the Plymouth Whalers. Malcolm Subban is coming off a 33-save performance on the road. Other news surrounding the Bulls, they are now ranked in the top 10 in the CHL hockey rankings. The NHL's collective bargaining talks are set to restart with a session that is likely to run through the weekend. The league and NHL Players Association have blocked off Friday.
Right at the belt.
The talks resume with the scheduled October 11th start to the regular season drawing near. A deal would likely have to be struck by the middle of next week in order to league to avoid the cancellation of meaningful games. The UFC main card is final and it's set on November 17th in Montreal at the Bell Center. The fight card is headlined by Canadian icon Georges St-Pierre and the natural-born killer Carlos Condit. The fight will unify the welterweight interim title. The co-main event is another welterweight battle between Johnny Hendricks and Martin Kampman. Hendricks is coming off a split decision win against Josh Koscheck. Kampman's last octagon appearance resulted in a second-round TKO victory over Jake Ellenberger at this past June's Ultimate Fighter finale. There are several matinees around Major League Baseball today. The Detroit Tigers already defeated the Kansas City Royals by a score of 5-4. Reds were victorious against Braun and the Brewers. The Mets are currently leading the Pirates in the 8th. The Rangers are in action as we speak also. They lead the A's by a score of 9-4 in the 5th. Rangers catcher Mike Napoli hit his 21st home run of the season. The Angels and Mariners just got underway. Darren Herron has the ball for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. San Fran hosts Arizona. That one's in the bottom of the first. Other games on the diamond tonight? Yankees and the Orioles both won last night, which means New York still leads Baltimore in the American League East by 1.5 games. Yankees are north of the border tonight as the Blue Jays host the Bronx Bombers. Yankees starter Ivan Nova puts his 12-7 record on the line against Toronto's ace, California kid Brandon Morrow. Other games with playoff implications? The Chicago White Sox battle Evan Longoria in the Tampa Bay Rays. The Sox look to cool off James Shields, who is coming off a seven-inning performance, which he struck out 7 batters. There is some good news for fans around the NFL today. The league and its referees agreed to its 8-year deal to end the lockout. The NFL says the regular refs will be back on the field for tonight's game. Reporter John Mueller says the NFL and Referees Union have reached a good agreement on this one.
Sources say the new 8-year agreement pleases both sides with a compensation increase for referees and the option for the NFL to obtain and train additional officials.
The regular refs are expected to be back on the field tonight for the game with the Cleveland Browns going to Baltimore. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's 91x weather. The weather tonight, there's a few clouds with a low of 7. At 4:09, it's 17 degrees. I'm Dan Canatero with 91x News, on the air and online at 91x.fm. 91x.